Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, Pittsburgh Steelers fans. This is Chris, the Pittsburgh Steelers Power Half Hour. And as always, we have Paul and Joe here. Guys, how are you doing tonight?
We're doing great. We got some opinions on some things that have to be expressed.
Yes, they do.
I think we're going to lose our jobs, our chance of ever working at like the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce. But we'll get there in a second.
This becomes a thing that we do on the regular for all right. of the cities that we're going to play against, that the Steelers are going to play against for the year. We're never going to be able to go anywhere. They're going to revoke our travel privileges, period.
Well, what we're doing, Sunday is the season opener. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers take on the Buffalo Bills. And, you know, we approached our fellow podcast workers here at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, and we said we are going to address these other cities that Pittsburgh is playing, not just the team. Obviously, we want the Steelers to defeat the Bills on Sunday, but we want to address the city. We want to say what we dislike about Buffalo and the Buffalo Bills. And Vegas, we're coming for you next week because the Steelers open their home season against the Las Vegas Raiders. But before we get there, let's quickly address this because we actually have breaking news tonight that's relevant for Sunday's game. The great T.J. Watt got signed. I think $112 million over 4 years. What do you guys think about that?
About time.
That's a lot of money.
Well, and I'll tell you too. You gotta pay the guy, and I think lot of the Steelers.
Oh, I mean, I don't mean that in the sense that the Steelers should not have paid him. I don't mean it in that. I'm just saying objectively, that is a stack of cash.
Well,
that's a lot of tacos.
Yeah,
it's gonna be really interesting because the next guy on that train is Minka, and he's going to get a lot of money too. And it'll be interesting to see how salary cap shakes out. The Steelers have a lot more room, but you know that money needs to go to TJ. I'm sure that money is going to, more of that money will go to Minka, and then once the Steelers figure out what to do with franchise quarterback, I mean, at least they'll save that if they get a young guy eventually to replace Big Ben, because he won't have to make
Kenny Pickett.
Kenny Pickett.
I'm on the Kenny Pickett train.
Okay,
you should probably get off that train. I'm not sure. I don't even know if it's on railroad tracks. I think you should really reconsider the train that you're on.
Oh, you just wait.
This is one of those trains at an amusement park that doesn't actually go anywhere. You're just going around in circles.
Well, let's get back onto the matter of hand today. I want to definitely address the T.J. Watt situation. But let's get back to the train we need to get on is our dislike of Buffalo and the Bills. And understand, this is a little bit tongue-in-cheek, so if you're out there living in Buffalo or if you're a Bills fan saying, I wonder what Steelers radio is saying about the game, understand, a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but there is truth to what we're saying. So there is a lot of things.
I don't want to offend you, but it is all true. What we're saying.
We're not saying you smell bad, but you don't smell great either.
But you don't smell great. FYI. Oh, man.
But look at people. It's Buffalo. And I know sometimes we always can't control where we live at. I mean, you know, there's, you know, maybe you were born in Buffalo. Maybe.
But you still have choices, honestly. There are choices about where you live.
Yeah, and I definitely understand that. So, well, let's talk about that as we get through our list of the top five. In our opinion, let us know if you agree or disagree, or if you have more things that you dislike about Buffalo. Believe me, there's a humongous list of things. Here are five.
Yeah, and frankly, I've looked up a lot of them on the internet.
Oh, yes.
The internet's been a huge help here to really focus our Power Five list of things to hate about Buffalo.
Oh,
it's been hugely helpful.
Yeah, Google things you dislike about Buffalo, and there's been articles. Tons of articles.
Tons.
Oh, my tons goodness.
I think one of them I found was a list of 50 things. Like, wow, that's a lot. Whoa.
Yes, yes.
And I'll be honest, I think some of them are just shades of the same idea.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 50 things I hate about Buffalo.
But we're all passionate about the things we dislike about Buffalo. It's brought the country together. And we're in a tough time country-wise. Let's all band together, take apart all the other things we disagree about, and let's unite on our dislike for Buffalo. So first of all, and I got to tell you, I'm very proud of Paul and Joe because they haven't got caught up in this craze. And I said, and our friend Brian Davis was saying, you got to talk about crazy Buffalo Bills fans. And the Paul and Joe's craze, they're like, man, we haven't heard of this. So before we started the podcast, I said, let's Google and YouTube Bills Mafia. And the looks I saw on Paul and Joe's face were horrifying. And let me give my take on this real quick. And you guys can add this onto this. I think Steelers Nation is by far the greatest fans in the NFL. Clearly. I think it's very difficult to compare it to any other group of fans in America. So the Bills, after being average for the last, 20 years since Jim Kelly hung it up, they're finally becoming relevant again. They were AFC runners-up last year. So, you know, ESPN's like, wow, we have to write and cover this city. What's going on in Bills games? There's not much going on. It's just this big stadium, rich stadium in Orchard Park. They only have the stadium in their Buffalo. It's in a suburb of Buffalo. It's all craziness. So we have that going on. They're like, what's going on outside? Well, in January, it's very cold. It's very freezing. It's a frozen tundra. And not a fun frozen tundra like you have in Green Bay. It's this big... It's like
sudden frozen tundra. Okay. Yeah,
it's like it's like the North Pole. It's like very just, whoosh, it's uninhabitable.
It does things to the brain.
Right. Mm. So I'm guessing now these videos we saw, there's probably maybe a couple hundred people. Maybe the video cameras make it look like there's a lot more. I don't even think there's that many of the Bills Mafia, but they call them the Bills Mafia. They jump off trucks, break picnic tables. I'm sure they're drinking some alcohol. Alcohol is going into this a little bit.
People were on fire.
Yes.
Human beings were on fire.
There's very few of the things that I saw in the videos that any human would choose to do if alcohol were not involved.
Right. And yeah, I'm sure fans at every NFL city are drinking alcohol. I'm not
saying,
you know, Pittsburgh's pure in that either. I mean, everyone drinks their alcohol.
Oh, no. Pittsburgh fans are... pure as the driven snow.
Yes, yes. I definitely understand that. But when you're known for things that you can only do if you're filled with the alcohol, why does that make you good fans? That's what I'm saying. And Steeler Nation travels around the country. They turn Super Bowls into home games and everything. If the best thing you could say about Bills fan is there's a couple hundred drunk people who do unspeakable things to themselves and other people before games, how's that a good thing?
Just like a whole parking lot full of bad decisions.
Yes.
I don't know. It's a little rough. Now it's difficult for any sports town to legitimately complain about the fans of other teams. Because, like you said, this stuff is happening all over the place. Whether or not it shows up on television, there's people making drunken decisions in the parking lot of every single sports stadium, basically everywhere. So it's always tricky to get into, I'm going to complain about the fans of another sports team. But based off of the things that we're seeing here, this is a whole nother level of crazy that I'm not sure should be celebrated in a collective way.
Living in Pittsburgh and being around Heinz Field pregame, postgame, I can say I have never seen a human being on fire. I have never seen a shirtless old man being bathed in ketchup and mustard.
Yes.
So yet.
Be fair. It just hasn't happened yet.
Yeah,
but your point is well made that is currently or has not yet been something that is happening in the parking lot of Heinz Field, which a man being covered in ketchup seems to be apropos for Heinz Field.
It does.
So the fact that it hasn't happened yet, come on, Steelers fans.
But we have respect for our ketchup to not waste it.
We have in a shower for our ketchup. I love that. I would like a Steelers shirt that has the slogan, "We have respect for our ketchup." That's so wonderful. So yeah, we're looking at a lack of respect here with with some of these videos that we're seeing of Bills Mafia. I was watching large fellas dropping young ladies through tables. My favorite of which is when she hit the table and it was full of cups, and those cups launched probably 100 feet. That was pretty awesome. But I'm trying to imagine like being on a getaway together and saying, "Honey, this is what's going to happen before this game. I'm going to put you through this table."
And if I had to rank all of the things I wanted to see a picture of or a watch a video of, old guy covered in ketchup would have to rank all the way at the bottom. I mean, I could.
Yeah, the pause you made before you said that had me really concerned. I had to rank that at
top five.
Three?
No, there was something else on the documentary I saw that would go below. I would selfie with ketchup guy before
before his I would other participate in the other thing. Yeah, that's true. So the level of craziness that goes on in their tailgating is it may actually be more unique than I feel like it is.
Well, just to survive a tailgate in the North Pole, you've got to start at like way past intoxicated. Like you've got to leave the house
just to keep your body
to have a fighting chance.
Yeah.
And if that's what's going on and that's what you're known for, what a sad situation. I mean, it's like a bad college football shtick. It's like, you know, Mac football shtick or some very small college conference that, I mean, they're the Buffalo Bills. They're supposed to be this team. And yeah, we went a little crazy.
Stop wasting condiments.
Yes.
How dare you? Respect to the condiment.
Well, we got to move on because we have a half hour. We got
so many more things to complain about. Let's go.
So many more things to hate about. Let's try to address this before the ad. One of the things that we know from Buffalo is Buffalo has had a rough time in the Super Bowl. They're 0-4, and for the most part, their four has been very lopsided losses, and one of the four came on a makeable field goal. So Buffalo just does not know how to play in the Super Bowl. I'm bummed out because if the Steelers can't make it, I want to see a good game. And for three of the four Super Bowls, Buffalo stunk it up, made for an awful Super Bowl that was boring to watch and everything else. Come on, Buffalo. It's very dislikable. Now, I like Jim Kelly as a person, so I don't want to sit here and rip Jim Kelly. But as a team, you know, Thurman Thomas forgets his helmet in the Super Bowl. Very difficult. So, Buffalo, I don't like you because you don't know how to play in the Super Bowl. It's very frustrating.
I mean, way to, like, intimidate the AFC and then get to the Super Bowl and just completely forget how to play the sport.
Yes.
It's almost like the Chiefs did that last year. What? I didn't say that out loud. Who said that? I didn't say that.
Hey, our Kansas City show will come later on.
Oh, okay. I'll save that one for
this year.
The Kansas City show. Yeah.
I mean, to throw a Buffalo bone, I mean, how many of those were against the Cowboys with Troy Aikman?
Just a small bone. Yeah. It's so difficult because, you know, we get into, as fans, as commentators on the sport, we get so wrapped up in you have to have Super Bowl wins, otherwise what's the point of life? And for so many teams, they don't get to the Super Bowl. I mean, that's the nature of the way this goes. So there's something to be said for making it to the Super Bowl that many times, because there's plenty of other teams who, you know, they can't even buy tickets. They can't even get them on FanDuel. Like, they will never be let into a Super Bowl game. They don't even let them watch it on TV. So, like, that's respectable. But when they get there, it's just so sad.
At least give it the old college try.
It's so frustrating as a non-fan. You just want that Super Bowl game to be a representative of the best of two leagues. And it just wasn't. And so that's very frustrating and hard to root for that team to get another shot of just wasting another year of Super Bowl play.
Yes, and this is the Pittsburgh Steelers Power Half Hour. We're talking about things we dislike about Buffalo and the Bills Mafia and the Bills stinking up in the Super Bowl have been two of our things. We got three more doozies for you. But let's first of all go to our ad with the Steelers Power Half Hour and BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, welcome back, Steelers fans. Sunday, the big season opener, and you know, we've talked about how do we celebrate this regular season, and there's no better way of celebrating the regular season than taking a look at each of the Steeler opponents and the cities they live in, and just ridicule them. Ridicule them up and down. This is the American way.
In case, as a fan, you're not really clear what to complain about that opposing city, we are here for you.
Right. And, you know, as football fans, we understand, you know, we could say a lot of junk about the opponent, but you know, you've got other family members, so maybe a spouse that doesn't like football as much, so you've got to include them, so you got to start ripping the city as well. You got to incorporate the whole
story family. Behind the story.
Yes. We're trying to bring America together. There's a lot America disagrees about, but we've got to bring them together on why these cities and these teams are just bad news. They're tough. I wanted to say something really quick about the Bills stinking in the Super Bowl. Yeah, the Cowboys were a good team. And, yeah, understandable, you know, why the Bills lost the Cowboys. But just think, Cowher and the Steelers played the Cowboys at their zenith. You know, Cowboys came in with a better team. And if Neil O'Donnell figured out that he can't throw fourth quarter passes to the Cowboys, Steelers could beat the Cowboys. And, you know, I love that team with Neil O'Donnell and everybody else, but, you know, you can make the argument that maybe the Bills back then were overall better than the Steelers, but the Steelers still almost won that game. So, again, Buffalo, you stink in the Super Bowl because give it the old college try, come a little close, have a kicker that can actually make field goals. Come on, Buffalo. Now, the second
you want those Sunday nights back.
Yes. The second half, we got to keep this train moving. Let's start talking about the city, too. Okay, Buffalo is in a tough area of the country, the Snow Belt. You know, we're from the Ohio area, north up in the Cleveland area. There's a Snow Belt, which gets some snow as the winters go on, a little more so than we get in other parts of Ohio. But as you progress east through Pennsylvania and up to Niagara Falls, that snow comes very heavy at times. And Buffalo, you see the news stories probably once or twice a year where they're like, oh my goodness, Buffalo has 150 inches of snow. People are literally snowed in. They can't get out of their you know, garages and everything. And hey, I'm a nice man. I'm a moral man. I'm a man that definitely cares about other people. But you get to the place where you're like, the first time or two, you're like, oh, man, I feel bad. Hopefully everything's okay. Then I get to the point where it's like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Buffalo fans and Buffalo people, you should be ashamed. Don't you're going for this year after year, and you're like, oh man, our lives are so tough. We're snowed in. Do something about it. You're staying in Buffalo. You're letting the same old junk happen to you over and over again. I don't feel as bad anymore about these Buffalo winters. It's a bad phenomenon. I don't want anyone to be in a tough weather situation, but do better, Buffalo citizens. There's a way out. You can't just sit there and let this happen to you every year. Come on, what's up, Buffalo? That's my complaint.
Buffalo is it's the snow belt buckle. The snow belt, okay. That line just fell flat.
It was such a powerful metaphor that we were just sort of stunned for a moment. Buckle.
We count on Paul for his insightful comments. So stop the show dead. Not that we're like, oh, geez, Paul. There you go again.
Hitting us with these metaphors, man.
Yeah. We were trying to think about what that means. So that's actually good. Well, yes. I mean, any other thoughts on Buffalo winners and how Buffalo people aren't smart enough to do better for themselves?
No, don't complain if you choose to do it every year. You're choosing to stay there, so just deal with it.
Definitely.
Absolutely true.
Again, to get this train on track, let's go to number two. Now, my wife did not like this
response. Your wife is what's wrong with Buffalo?
No. My wife did not like this response because, hey, I'm a married man. You know, we do the married man thing. It's always good to have that romantic vacation. So you take your spouse to the Niagara Falls and you look over the Niagara Falls and it spurs romantic thoughts. It's great. You have a weekend of romance and everything. You have it once. Why go back again? I mean, that's like a one-time deal. So Niagara Falls is sitting there and the people who run Niagara Falls is like, oh man, we're going to have this place that people are going to come to every year. No, Niagara Falls stinks. It's overrated. Go there once, check that little checklist on your notebook. After that, don't go back again. It only is cool and magical once. I once went through Niagara Falls in Thanksgiving when it was a big snowstorm. Okay, maybe it's nice to see Niagara Falls being this big sheet of ice. It's cool for 2 minutes, and after that, who cares? I mean, it's a big piece of junk. They all talk about the American and Canadian side. Ooh, are you going to go to the American side or are you going to go to the Canadian side?
You have to choose and you can't go to the other one. Once you've chosen.
Well, there's no point to go to the Buffalo side. The Buffalo side stinks. The views on the Canadian side. You get close to the water on the Buffalo side, but the view stinks. I mean, there's no point.
Well, if you live in America, you want to check out the other side. Where are you going to be like, oh, I'm really close to Canada, but I'm not going to go over. I want to stick in America. No, you got to go to the Canadian side because it's a little bit different.
Unfortunately, I feel like many monuments that are impressive and have been for, 100 years or more, Niagara Falls feels to me to be like one of those places that has just become over commercialized. Like, I think the falls in its raw natural state, like, it's an impressive thing. It's a lot of water and it falls down. And sure, you get bored watching it because, we have to be entertained. And so, I could watch it on my phone for a minute, but then I have to look at something else. But now there's so many other things that are around it that just kind of commercialize it. It's sort of like most of the like boardwalk areas at beaches and whatever else. Like, well, now like the joy of being at the ocean and at the beach is kind of gone because there's so much kitsch and there's so many souvenir shops and whatever else. And I feel the same way about Niagara Falls, as there's so much of that garbage that's all the way around it that it makes the whole natural event seem kind of cheapened because there's so many souvenir shops and whatever.
Niagara Falls is cheap. It's junky. I mean, you can enjoy, other than the big waterfall, you can enjoy everything else in Pittsburgh and every other city in America. There's nothing unique other than a big waterfall. which, yeah, check it out once. I'm not saying you should never check it out, but check out once and say, I'm never going back again.
But you're saying that you could also just turn on the faucet in your tub and just be like, and look at a postcard of it.
Yes.
And it's kind of the same experience, really.
Or there's probably a billion YouTube videos of people pointing their cell phone at the falls and taking a video. But you can do that.
You have a lot less chance of seeing somebody go over it, though.
Fair.
Which I don't even know if they let people do that anymore.
They should let more people. Maybe that'll make it a little bit more interesting.
Everybody does it in a big barrel and they're all safe and whatever. Nah, someone go over it on a knee board. Now we're talking.
Hey, Bill's Mafia.
Do not go over Niagara Falls on a knee board. I am not suggesting that you do it.
Okay. Well, hey, Bill's Mafia. Instead of doing the same old tired drivel where you jump on picnic tables before the game on Sunday.
Now we're talking. Here we go.
Head to Niagara Falls and go over the falls.
This is the genius idea right here. Cover yourself and catch up and go over Niagara Falls.
There you go.
Boom. This is not a real suggestion. Okay.
Well, tongue somewhat in cheek, I'll put it that way. All right, let's get to number one.
BehindTheSteelCurtain.com does not tell you to go over the
falls. Right.
Well, officially, we're telling you not to go over the falls.
Okay. Well, but again, we're talking to Buffalo people. I mean,
we're talking. So we have to make it clear. I'm just saying we have to make it clear.
Okay, let's go to number one because we got 5 minutes. I want to make sure I explain because already some people might. Life has taken the wrong way. Oh, real quick, one other thing about Niagara Falls bugs me. So I was telling my wife, like, oh, well, horrible take. Niagara Falls is great. She's like, what about the Maze of Mist? Okay, it's a boat that you get wet on.
Yeah.
Whoopee-doo. Yeah, come on. And then she's like, there's a really cool butterfly garden near Niagara Falls. I'm not driving 8 hours to go to a butterfly garden. You know,
you're not, but some of us are. Okay.
I'm trying to put a garden in my backyard. Okay. Mm-hmm. Come see my garden.
Are you growing butterflies in it?
Is that worth an 8 hour drive? Hey, yes. If you
will, I will drive 8 hours to your butterfly garden. I'm just telling you right now.
Plant a butterfly tree.
Straight up.
Hey, anybody out there listen to the show? I probably shouldn't give my home address out, especially the Buffalo people who are listening to this.
Yeah.
But that said, if you're going to pay me $20, hey, you can come see my pseudo butterfly garden, I guess. I don't know. Come on, Buffalo, do better. All right, let me address this. We got 4 minutes left. Okay, Buffalo, they're trying to do a new stadium. And like many other cities in the past, the owners of the team says, hey, if you can't publicly support our stadium, we may move. And they said, hey, we're looking at maybe moving to Austin. So from a sports side, it'd be interesting to see if Buffalo Andy's up for a stadium, or if they move. But let's take this a step further, because as Steelers fans, I don't want to get in a huge discussion if Buffalo people should pay tax money for stadiums. That's boring.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take this a step further. Buffalo, move. Everybody in Buffalo should say, yes, we are moving cities. We're getting out of Buffalo. The winters stink. Our big tourist attractions way overrated in Niagara Falls. The team can't do well in the Super Bowl. Why would Buffalo want their team to make the Super Bowl with the ugly history they've had there? It's going to get worse. So just move out of the city. Let's relocate these people from Buffalo, because other than Bill's Mafia, I don't really dislike the people. I'm sure there's some nice, misguided people in Buffalo who don't know how to leave their house in a snowstorm or everything else like that. So Buffalo, leave. Let's leave the city, leave the buildings up, leave Rich Stadium up.
Leave all the other things.
Well, you're not going to rip it down.
Just abandon it like it's...
Yeah.
Ghost town.
Ghost town.
Yeah. Ghost town. Because it's... overrated. It's not revenue producing. It's just
not revenue producing.
Yeah, I mean,
it's the second biggest city in the state of New York.
Well, but it's not doing what we need it to do. So let's just get the people out.
Because of their football production, we're just abandoning this entire town. There's too much snow. You don't win Super Bowl games. Leave.
What the beautiful twist of them moving to Austin was? Mm-hmm. They would be closer to actual living Buffaloes.
Right.
See? And, wow.
It's a win-win.
Wow.
And let's
irony. See,
and you know, we've done well at relocating people in need, you know, for our history. I'll just phrase it like that. So yeah, maybe we can't take every person in Buffalo and move them to Austin. I'm not sure if there's enough room in Austin to take on a couple million people. But let's
you'd have to annex it. Like you'd have to have like Austin 2 or something, you know, the sequel. Austin 2 Electric Boogaloo or something. You know. You wouldn't want to call it Buffalo. Don't do that. That's a huge mistake. This is your opportunity to move out of Buffalo and be something.
Be new
else.
Buffalo.
Right. But no, it's too close. Buffalo 2.0, baby.
Let's distribute Buffalo residents across the country. Now, I know there's some cities that certain Buffalo residents you're a little bit nervous about. You're like, I don't know if I want Bill's Mafia in my city. I don't want old dudes in ketchup, you know, running around my neighborhoods. But it's okay. You know, we can help these guys. We can help them become better people.
But we have to be honest. They're moving. If this plan goes forward, they're moving to Austin. Austin is weird. The Bill's Mafia will fit right in. There will not be weirdness. That will not be the weirdest thing happening in Austin.
Okay.
So
maybe
it's a natural fit, I think.
So maybe like Bill's Mafia goes to Austin.
It's Bill's Mafia, but it would just be like normal Austin Thursday.
Okay.
So could they survive the heat? That's what I'm worried about.
They absolutely could not. This is the difficulty. They're not prepared for the heat that will happen in Austin. This is a radical climate change that I don't know if it's fair to do that to the Buffalonians. Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Buffalites?
Okay, that's probably 1A. What do you call these people?
I don't.
You know what I mean?
Don't
like
call
Buffalonians?
Them.
Or,
don't call them. Just,
yes.
They are Austin 2-ites.
Right.
Is what they should be called.
Get out of the city, Buffalo. That's what we're saying. So let's recap. We're a little bit over, but you know, sorry, Brian, but we have to really delve deep into these issues with Buffalo. So let's go over what we had. You know, remind us of everything that we've talked about. I mean, we've talked about how
we talked about the Bills Mafia,
right? How they're
overrated. We talked about the Super Bowl issues,
right?
0-4. We've talked about the winters and the snow. We talked about Niagara Falls being a waste of time and the fantastic idea of giving up on the entire city of Buffalo and moving to Austin.
Right. So if we're right, this could be one of the last Bills games in Buffalo.
Yeah. I think this should happen maybe after Sunday, like just right away, especially when they lose so badly to this Steelers team that everybody has doubted for so long, when they lose so embarrassingly that they should just give up on Buffalo.
And if you're a smart guy out there, you're like, hey, they play in Orchard Park. What are we going to do about Orchard Park? Orchard Park, you can move to. Let's not
I'll
just
take
Buffalo
it all.
out. Let's take out the suburbs. Let's take out everything else.
Mm-hmm. The whole region, really.
Well, and you might sit there and say, well, Toronto's a better city. I mean, Toronto's not as, you know, the tundra that Buffalo is. Leave Toronto out of it, but let's. And we're not even nuking the city. You might sit here and say,
No,
we're not doing that.
We're not doing anything to it. You should just all choose to leave it.
We're just evacuating the people of Buffalo and Orchard Park and
whatever
other suburbs they come up with. Let's get out
Greater Buffalo.
Yeah.
Greater Buffalo.
We'll leave the Buffalo.
The entire herd.
Right. We will leave the Buffalo buildings up as a testament of the failure of what happened to Buffalo. Because they can't win the Super Bowl. They got overrated pieces of junk as tourist items.
Right.
And it'll serve as a reminder to the rest of the country. It just didn't work.
But we'll always remember them for the fantastic wings. So,
yes,
you know, we'll keep that. But we just don't need the city anymore.
Okay, very good. So
now that they have provided us with wings, we can all move on.
All right. So obviously after this show, we're going to be recognized by Buffalo. Probably Buffalo Men of the Year, the three of us. So it'll be great. So you're welcome,
and we'll
Buffalo.
We'll go visit them in Austin. It's great.
Yes. You're welcome, Buffalo, in case you so send your ads to Paul Yanchek's Twitter account. It'll be good. Hey, thanks for checking out the Pittsburgh Steelers Power Half Hour. Let us know what you think. I mean, we're fired up as the season starts. And again, we're fired up against the teams we're playing as Steelers fans, but we're also fired up against the cities too. So let us know what you think. And hey, if this goes over well, Vegas, we're coming after you next week because the Vegas Raiders take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. For Paul and Joe, this is Chris. Thanks for checking out the show. Have a great day.